Put them on antenino, toy on its eye. Then his offering is a positive. Sim yod far Hashem, and sim echalad felkom achayim. Time shot is it? Like to have him sim yod far Hashem. I'd like to be from those who die through your hand, Hashem. Him sim echalad, those who die from zikna, from old age. And he besedek echo the panacha. And before you would say, Ben el Osir Taklal, Sheikir Atachlas, who rak rabbi, the Lelah Hodaki, Hashem, Lishmo Yisbora, take the Tachlas to go on the Lelah Hashem, the sake of Hashem, can at least curse Lehakir, Osir Yisbora, the Gizrecha to recognize Hashem, Adas, Osir Yisbora, to know, to understand the existence of Hashem, Shizer, Ikir Atachlas is the main Tachlas, Shizer, with the Tzoyin Yisbora, Shnah, Nakir, Osir Yisbora. The will of Hashem is we should recognize Hashem. We should recognize the existence of Hashem, I mean the Ashkocha, Hashem is the is the Echad the Miuchad, and he's Mashkiach of the whole world, everything is Shach Bratis. The Enroi, the Odom Shihid, like Kavana Achenes, the Vaidosi is Bora, this person should not have any other Kavana, and his Avaid is Hashem, Kim, Mamala, the Tzani is Bora, Shom, Avan Asa, the Tzani. Only to fulfill the will of Hashem, he said, and we shall fulfill whatever his will is. Yesh mi Shaivit Kol Yom Avaid, the Bacha Taivis and Alkaza, the person who works a whole life, he pursues, he runs after the Taivis of this world, they Lamala is Bitnoi, Kresi, the Taivis and Alkaza, to fill his stomach, to fill himself, the tavis of this world. The person who works a whole lifetime striving to be zecher to Elohim de Gan Eden. This is also called filling his stomach. He wants to fill his stomach and his tavis with Elohim. Both chelkom b'chayim and sifuncha, both are tamali bitnam in your mili betten to fill his stomach. Chelkom b'chayim with sifuncha, chayim. Both those who choose their lot in this life to fill their tivus in the life of Elam Hazeh. And both also those who choose the wonderful life that's stored away in the future, hidden in Elam Habah. They choose that good that is hidden in Elam Habah. They want to fulfill a desire. These two types, these two groups, both those who choose Elam Hazeh, those who work for the sake of Elam Hazeh, both are Bechinas Tamali Bitnam, they both want to fill their stomachs with their desires with this form of Elam Hazeh, this Elam Hazeh. The fact of the difference is, Shazeh HaBecha B'Elam Hazeh, Hu Chochem Yosef, Shabecha B'Elam Oymid, HaKayim V'Nitzchi. The one who chooses Elam Hazeh, he works with the second Elam Hazeh, he's a bigger Chochem, because naturally he chooses the world that remains, that's eternal. Or Ma'i Elam Hazeh, Shehoi V'Kola. He despises this world, which is only a passing thing, which comes to an end. The Gambi Emes is certainly true. It is certainly true that the Vadai Tev Yisrael Harbe Lavid Hashem Afilu Moved Shulam Haba. It's better certain to serve Hashem even if it's only for the sake of Elam Haba. Ach, but still, Achal Pekain, Gamze Nikkele Bechinas Mili Betten Kenal. Even though he's a wise person, he's striving for a world that's Nitzchius, that's eternal, still it's called Mili Betten. He's fulfilling his own typhus. Zeho Yisbi Ubonim. So therefore, Yisbi Ubonim, Shasviya Shalahem Ubonim. Their satiation, they're being filled, they're filling themselves with the bechina of bonim. Kedeh like the nature of the world, shekol avedosam hu kedeh shlahashi yirusha lebonim. The whole work in this life is to leave all the yirusha for the children. V'emes misha eino yish kodesh v'reit defach ha-taivis v'meniach ha-moni lebonim. Bonim is not an ish kodesh, he runs after taivis. He leaves over his money for his children, and hu kamai shemalach lech atzmei b'tinef. It's as though he smears himself with filth. Like here, tinef v'mechasa ala tinef. Takes different filth to cover this filth. It is true that moment of Kedusha is very high. Many Bechinas, very high, holy Bechinas, and money, because the money comes in the same Shadish as the Nefesh. But the money of Taivas Elam Hazeh doesn't waste. That's waste material, it's the waste matter that comes out of a person. This money is what's left over, the waste, after he has filled himself with the Taivas Elam Hazeh. The part that he could use for himself, he spent. The rest of the money is the waste matter, which he can't spend for himself anymore. The waste, after all, is Taivas of fulfill. That's the money that he leaves after him. Also, the children that are not born Bikdusha are also in your waste. כי הם בוין לי מייסויס וסיכם ואכילס המיוח שיש של החוץ. If these children come also from the tipa, tipa zera, that's the waste, the evil, the filthy part of the tipa that goes to the mayach, and the waste matter that comes out. When he said that the tipa of sicha, filth tipa that comes from the mayach, that's the waste part. When he said it's havu habonim, this tipa created the children that are the meisus. The children are called waste too. In as tipa srucha. Say that a person got a tipa srucha from a spoiled, filthy tipa, sidoch and mamish, one that actually has a bad odor. The shields in the Kiraim Habonim Eilalim, Moshim Tinus. Therefore, children are called Eilalim, the P. Eilalim, the Yankim, for his children, they're called Eilalim, Moshim Tinus, for the Yina are filth too. The Eilalim, they're the Rashi Tinus, for the Chla, the Kanah. This Eilalim also, Rashi called it Taichus Tinus, for his filth. Bishem in the Afonim Ke'elu Hu Ginayi Bizoyim. One of these old children of this kind, they come from this Meisir Samayach, it's a shame and a disgrace. Ken Bechinas Meisir Svetina, because these children also Bechina Meisir waste and filth. Alkein Hu Ritza Lachasais Oison. Therefore he wants to cover these children which are Meisir, which are filth. He wants to cover them with the Apa Yisoyson to beautify them. And Amon Yishu Gamki Meisir Gomor. With the money which is also a complete waste. Shinishir Achakol Taivis Kanal. Money that's left over after all this Taivis also Meisir. We want to cover this children with this money, with giving them a Yerusha this money. The Yerusha Shemashi Elohim Acham Meisoy, this is the Yerusha Yisrael, there's death, Nitzah, Shemachat, Tinef, Al Tinef, he covers with filth on these filth children. The Zohar Yisbi Ubonim, Shehasri Yishalayim Ubonim, Shebeshbilom Heim Mvalm Yemeim. The second of these children, he wastes his whole lifetime. Yinichu Yisrael Yisrael, Shemachat, and Meisoy, Elohim, Shem Gankin, Chiz, Meisoy, leave over their remainders, leave their children, meaning leave over their maestres for Elohim, which is also Tinef. And Hayirush, Shemanech Lamanim, which builds them around me in the canal. Hayirush, the Yerusha is also the Chinah of which they wasted time. Avo, but Melo says, Ali ain't birth, Liatsvi, and Beza Kitas. And now I don't choose any of these two Kitas, these two types, these groups. Kim, this goes, Lassus, Benem Hashem, only to see the pleasantness, the pleasure of Hashem. For the sake of Hashem, I serve Hashem.
So, Sehu, Ani, Bitsedek, Echaze, Ponecha. שדבר המלך עליו השלום אומר שבוכה לא ירק לזכס בצדוקו שלוי לחסס פני השם ולהכיר הבדי יספורך. The Melech Shalom said, I don't want to be any one of these two groups, neither the kind that works in Elam Hazah for the sake of Elam Hazah, nor the kind that works for the sake of Elam Hazah, because both are called Mili Betin, both fulfill their own desires, their own titles. I don't want to be that kind, I want Dachkid, to recognize Hashem, to serve Hashem for the sake of recognizing Hashem, to fulfill the will of Hashem. The Gam Habonim Shul Chofes Lahashir, and also the children he intends to leave over, Kabonosoi, Rak Beshvilo Yisborach. This Kabonim leaving over the children is only for the sake of Hashem, Kedei Lahashtim Kaviyochol Tselem Demus Tavnisoi, the complete Kaviyochol, the heavenly form. Ki Habonim Bekdusha Him Gevoyim Yoyim, because the Bonim are born of Bekdusha, they're not Chadash Shalom Moses, they're born with Dusha Mamish, they are very high. But Shomer does, Alec, be one of the Yomis, call me Sheina Yosik, and Pidya Benivya, Kilo Ramay, the Sad Mus. One who doesn't have children is as though he subtracts from the Selon the Mus of the Kim. He subtracts Kaviyachal from the form of heaven. Kikishat Bo, the Nailad Ben, the Elam, when a child is born in this world, Nailad Dubo, Selon the Kim Kaviyachal. There's also born, and it comes the form of the Kim. Nishlam Tselem Demus Tavni, he said it becomes complete. He Tselem Demus Solikim Kaviyachol. Zeu SPR, Bihokis Tmuna Secha, SPR Dehenu HaSviyo Shel Bonim, Bechinas Yisviyu Bonim. I mean, the Sviyo of Bonim is Hurak Bihokis Tmuna Secha. Sheikh Svi Ose Shel Bonim, Hurak Mashu Mekitsumi Oide Bozet Munose Yisbora. The Sviyo of children is only the fact that he arouses the Tmuna, the Tselem of Hashem, Bechinas Tselem Demus Tavni, he said, Kanal. Tell him Kim, he's mashlim kaviyachol, tell him Kim by having children. It means bonim v'kdusha. Zehu, and this is the pasuk, it says, Mimsim yodcha Hashem, ki yesh sheheim meisim misotivius, there are people who die, a natural death, sheheim leimodim b'leches shiroshius, they are born with the original leches, the oils of the body, u'sh'ah devorim ke'elu, other physical necessities, sh'al yodom roi lohem luchyes misparshonim ke'elu, according to their physical attributes, what they have physically is fit for them, by nature they live a certain number of years. The aim is kaimim, the chayim kolaisim hashonim. They exist, they continue to live all those years that they are supposed to. Hachnifsak, the nichle lechusom, the chiyusom, till the time comes when this lechus, this oils of the body, are cut off, they are finished, the hemason may chelot, and they die from old age. Automatically, of course, the lechus are out, so chelot means in your chelot, the rust. The body rusts because the oils are missing. That means dying from old age because the body was used up. Zel v'chinas mimsim mechelet, that they die from chelet, from old age, because the lechus are used up. But yes, there's also shemis morach gezer aleihem misa kredim zmanam b'shvil einish. Case where Hashem is chashon gezer on them a death before the time because of chashon a punishment. Zel mimsim yotcha Hashem, that was died from the through the hand of Hashem before the time. These people deserve to get a mechaber because they died before the time. It means they paid for the penalty here. They deserve to get a mechaber. But those who die from old age, they are the kita, that group of bnei elam hazeh who don't get a mechaber. Because they live and exist in this world without any punishment. Until they die from chelot, from old age. The Torah says that these two groups, the Hanab B'nai Elam Hazar, B'nai Elam Haba, both the group who live in Elam Hazar for the sake of Elam Hazar, and they die after they have completed their whole lifespan, or B'nai Elam Haba, who live for the sake of Elam Haba, and they die before that time so they can get Elam Haba. Both those who die through the hand of Hashem, Yeshbem Elam Haba. Those who die from old age or b'nei elam hazeh, zeh chelkom b'chayim utzvuncha. Beis akitas kana. These two groups chelkom b'chayim, the chayim elam hazeh, utzvuncha. The doctor, what's often is hidden the elam habo. Shneiim bechinas tamalei bitnon. Haino mili beten b'elam hazeh abel habo kana. Both are bechinas tamalei bitnon because both fulfill the fill the stomach. That means they fill the desires either with elam hazeh or elam habo. Zeh yisbi ubonim ve'inich yisam yelim kana. That they, their spheres with children, but they leave over their slichlof, this tinuf, to cover this, the tinuf of the children. Gami shabercha b'elam haba, reitze v'hashi eschusse l'bona, even one who chooses b'elam haba, he wants to leave over his schus for his children, gam zedochinat yispi u'bona v'inichu yisram. Also, he, the reason that he has, that he serves, he wants b'elam haba, he wants his schus of his to give it to his children. Even though he shows that he is not selfish, he doesn't want it completely for himself, which is a very high medegdini of his children, but still that's not the highest medegdini. The Ramal says, I, Bechel Yatsmi, I choose for myself the Beis HaKitas Hanal, rather than these two Kitas, B'tzedek Echza Ponecha, Shem Kol HaTzitkei Sheli, Ezke Lachas Penei Hashem, Espi Alehokas Menesach Kanal. That with all my Tzitkei, I should be Zechel to see Penei Hashem, Espi Alehokas Menesach, that I should have children, for the sake of Kedusha, of Hokis Munasecha, to arouse the Tmuna, to be mashma the Tmuna, the Tzavu the Kim. Kolze, still, Tevmi Yeda, Fimu Misha, Evid, the Shemon Hamba, is certainly good, even the person who serves for the sake of Elam Hamba. The Gam Tevmi Hashi, Schusse, Babon of Kimuna. It is certainly good for those who leave over their schus for their children. This is brought in Kabbalah. Most of them, Shemi, Odom, the Kabbal, Kol Schore. The person shouldn't take all his chah for himself, like Yashi, the Schusse, Babon of Achba. He should leave over schus of his first children after him. But this is also a very high madrega. And actually, tzadikim ha-shleimim, why have a Hashem b'emes, but the tzadikim who are complete, those who are a Hashem b'emes, he goes in Dover HaMelech, and Kiyetze, one is like Dover HaMelech, ein bachim b'chol zeh klal, they don't want any of this. Ein ritzim, lay b'elam azah, v'lay b'elam haba. They want neither azah nor elam haba. V'lay v'hashi is schus of his cousin of Neher. They don't want to leave over their schus and their tzidkes for their children either. The whole desire is purely to fulfill the will of Hashem. Whatever the will of Hashem, that's what they want to do. The Noah said, I should be among those, the Tzadik Mishleiner, who serves completely, only for the sake of Hashem, whether it is serving in Elam Hazeh or leaving all the children, should all be for the sake of Hashem purely. Baruch Hashem. Kutei Maran Tanina Tere Lamed Ches. Reynolds says, L'pomim at times, HaGodol Helech V'nei Seyel HaKotten. Times the Godol, the Rebbe goes and travels to the Kotten, to the Talmud. L'pomim Lehepech, at times the opposite, the Kotten goes and travels to the Godol to receive. Yehainu, meaning, Shilapomim at Tzadik V'nei Seyel HaMedino U'nei L'Talmid. At times the Tzadik travels through the land, and he gives his light to the Talmidim. With the problem of time, the Talmidim borrow his light. Talmidim come to the Tzadik Emes. That Rabbeinu Elul says, you should know, Shezoi Sabchina Yigidela. This Bechina is greater. Which one? The Hanuk Shai Godel, the Yisrael HaKotten, Zoi Sabchina Yigidela B'Yesa. Bechina with a Godel travels to the Kotten to bring his light to the Kotten. That Bechina is greater than when the Kotten comes to the Godel. Kizep Poshet, this is simple, Shai Kotten, Tzorach Lovedai Godel. Understood that the Kotten has to come to the Godel. Kiyut Tzorach Lekalimen, because he has to receive from him. Ach, upon him, by the times, Oide Shalai Godel, who Godel mi'oid mi'oid. The times, the light of the Godel is so great, that Sheyev Shalai Kotten, the Kabbalman of Godel, the Mekaimai, to a point where the Kotten cannot receive from the Godel in the Godel's place, Mach Masribi, Ho'oidai Godel mi'oid, because of the very great light that the Godel has. Okay, therefore, Mukhrech HaGodel, the Hedid Lachnia Atzma Yitzvah Kotten. So the Godel is forced to lower himself, to come to the Kotten, to go to him, that to this the light should become lessened and more misgashim, more begashmius, that the ruchnius, the light should become more begashmius, in order that the cotton should be able to receive this great light. Godel has to go to the cotton. It must be the reason is there will be gridel oitzum ma'alos and mi'idkanal. Only because of his very great mila of this Godel. He's so great at tzaddik that he must go to the cotton because the light is too great for the cotton to receive in the place of the Godel. Meshe Rabbeinu Olav Shalom, how your Godel of a mila kol kach. Meshe Rabbeinu Olav Shalom was so great, so high in mila. Acha afilu lefnei gedolim, how your tzorach lihakten atzmoim. Even before very great people, he also had to lower himself. Ulahare sachno anegdam. And to show himself much smaller against them, in front of them. He had to show it as an evil. He had to lower himself in front of every single person, no matter how great they were. Even though the others were also very great, he was so great, powerful, and he was forced to lower himself, to make himself beneath them, or they fail to receive his great light. This is what it says. Wherever you have a greater gadlus, a higher degree of greatness, there you have to have another and a lowness, making himself low. They should have to receive the light. So I said, by Hashem is brought up. Also the Baal Hashem, wherever you see the Gavel of Hashem, you see the Amasinusai. Because in order to receive the light of Hashem, you have to have the Amasinusai Shal Hashem. Hine kishai cotton bol of neha godl, kidei lekabel mimenu. Now when a cotton comes before the godl to receive from him, the azai ha-godl meir bai, and the godl shines into him, this light, ikir ha-dovah lazis in lechem dikatnas, lechem dikatnas. The main thing is, main purpose of service is to make for the merchant of katnus, the small merchant of the cotton, to make it into merchant of the gavus. The hand of the hoy is behind cotton, to shine into the cotton, the haggle datai, to enlarge his mind. She is gadol mikatnusai, she grow from its smallest. Ye yenas a godel, he should become a godel, the hand of she yobin a merchant of the gavus. The mind should become from cotton to godel, he should come to a merchant of the gavus. She says, Elbuchina samtokas, it's in here, samtokas hadinim. Merchant of the katnus is dinim. And to merchant the gavus is chesed. So to reach, to come from merchant the katnus to merchant the gavus means that you know, I'm talking about dinin, to imantik dinin from gavura is two chesodim. Well, the bomb is made by yadei ha'oras ponim v'lechomais. At times the godel shines into the cotton, enlarges his mayach through ha'oras ponim v'lechomais. That means in a very soft manner, consoling tone, soft tone, shemei lai ponim v'ponim sechikais, ampen ha'idin, that he brings a light in there with a face that is smiling, a face that lights up. At times the cotton cannot receive this light through ponim sechikais, through ampen ha'idin, when the tzaddik's face lights up to him. He is then in the category of dolik mevachimli, a piece of wood which cannot burn. How do you make it burn? How do you make the flame take hold of it? You beat it. You have to give light to it through Yisurim. Should sort of a yasei levazei seikidei levatalei seshiyuchal kabel. Tzadik Emes has to be give musa and to embarrass and to shame this cotton in order to make him, to be mevatel him, he should be able to receive the light of the Tzadik Emes. Though the Godel has to lower himself and to make himself a little bit bottle from his greatness, Kadesh Yuchal HaKot and the Kabbal, in order the Kodesh Yuchal to receive, still, a nechshav zeh hagiroi ve'ahefzit shel hagodol, it's not considered a loss, chadashon on the part of the Godel, shlerech levatel oidem levishor, who has to be levatel his life temporarily only. Kenegar ha'tikun shenasa be'akot nishu mesaklayu magdiloi, compared to the tikkun, that which he perfects in the cotton, that he perfects him and he makes his das grow, the bitl and the katnus ha'godol urak levishor, because the bitl and the katnus, the Godel lowers himself as only a temporary item. Then immediately he goes back to his great height. When he's sacking the magnus like cotton, the gummy canal. But when he's sacking the cotton, he makes the cotton grow, that's already complete, that stays that way. There are differences in the union of katnus and the, how much the god lowers himself to the cotton in order the cotton should receive his light. It all depends upon the circumstance. The times the tzaddik does it only through a simple motion. At times he has to actually go and travel to the cotton. It all depends upon the case. The candle that was extinguished, when there is still a slight light, the flame is still a slight flicker, you can reignite it by only bringing it close to another candle that's burning. You hold this candle that was extinguished, or partially extinguished, close to it, below, close to a different candle that's burning, even though it doesn't come, doesn't actually touch the flame. And still it becomes reignited. The reason is because it still has some little flame in it, so it can receive the other flame even from a distance. But when the candle itself is completely extinguished, it has no flame left whatsoever, you cannot reignite it from a distance. Unless you bring it mamish close to the light, or you bring the light close to the candle. So in a case like this, you have these different cases where the cotton could receive without the tzaddik emes moving too much, without coming too close, or where the cotton has to have mamish, where the cotton's light is so much extinguished that he has to come mamish close to the tzaddik emes, or the tzaddik emes has to come mamish close to him. Baruch Hashem.